Radio New Zealand reported yesterday from the conference on police reactions to negative media coverage. One of your numbers said the police were upset about being called names and that low morale might impair their work performance. What do you think?
Look, it's not so much the specific incidents, it's the general theme that I think our members are most concerned about. That there's been, it's almost like it's become a very popular thing to do, to attack police. Look, we make mistakes, of course we make mistakes, everyone does. But it would appear that our mistakes now, and even when we don't make mistakes, when we get it right, there's a tendency now to attack and be very critical of police. And it's the old story of death by a thousand cuts. The real danger is that police in the long term could become tentative. There'll only be one lot of people who benefit if that happens, and that is the criminals.
Okay, just one more question on that. What about Māori police? Do you think it specifically affects them, negative media coverage?
Well, of course, we all have two lives, you know. We're police officers, professional police officers when we come to work. But, of course, we are other things in our private lives. And, you know, as our whole conference is about, is, you know, we believe we should have a right to privacy. You know, we don't switch off completely when we come to work. And, of course, these things hurt. You know, we have a professionalism, we have a training, and that's what gets us through. But there is a cumulative effect, and that is the danger. Look, the danger is this is not about police. This is actually about the public. The public of New Zealand, any more than the public of anywhere in the world, do not need a tentative police. They do not need a brutal or corrupt police. They need a professional police, but they do not need a tentative police. That's very important.